Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where every day I try to put my training and experience in both law and economics to work for you so that you can be as informed a consumer of public policy as you wish, so that you can be one of the people in your community that is best able to help others understand what's going on and who to hold accountable if you don't appreciate some of the decisions that are getting made. Now, I've had my great friend and colleague in broadcasting, Greg Gunderson, who comes to us from WRC up in Richland Center. Excuse me, up in Park Falls. My head is just getting mishmashed today. That's what happens when I take a day off because of a back problem. Comes to us from
WCQM.
WCQM in Park Falls. Thank you for the call letters, Gray. And we're talking about the controversy that's going on in Oneida County about their comprehensive plan. To be clear, here's what's happened. The Oneida County Planning Committee has approved changes to Oneida County's comprehensive plan. And these are changes that tend to favor business interests, specifically the timber industry. Many of these changes have allegedly been advocated for by a group called the American Stewards of Liberty. And again,
I love that name.
Right. I'm going to get to that in just a second, Gray, because, again, the changes in and of themselves are neither good nor bad. You have to ask the question, whose interests are being served?
Yep.
To wit, if you owned a house and your neighbor bought the plot next to you and said, I'm going to turn this into a toxic waste treatment plant, you might have something to say about that. It's an extreme example. And let's say that the toxic waste treatment plant next to you only charges, say, a quarter more per cubic liter or whatever it is of waste than does your typical waste management company. Okay. Bear with me here. Here's where we get into the concept of negative externalities. Perhaps that toxic waste company is only charging a quarter more per cubic liter because regulations don't require that toxic waste company to remediate the environmental impacts of disposing of toxic waste by burying it in the ground. Therefore, they have what an economist would call an artificially low price for their service. Here is how this relates to the debate going on in Oneida County. Logging, timber industry, not bad or good in and of itself, but as we slap on more tariffs to our trading partners in Canada, who has a lot more timber than we do, do you think there might be an enormous profit motive for a timber company to get more access to more timberland within here, our beautiful state of Wisconsin? Of course so. But does timber, does logging produce negative externalities? And does the jurisdiction or the state or the feds have appropriate regulations in place to remediate negative environmental impacts from that commercial activity? Stated simply, and I'm sorry I'm going on about this, Gray, but it is so important for people to understand. There's nothing in essence wrong about a commercial use of any plot of land, except where said commercial use harms other people's right to enjoy and use their property or creates environmental harms that everyone has to pay for or suffer the health consequences of. That's what a negative externality is, a thing that is not put into the price of the good or service that escapes pricing. And so it means effectively people, quote, overconsume or overpollute in the furtherance of their commercial activity. That's the debate that's going on right now in Oneida County. Is it good, and for whom, and to what extent, for the comprehensive plan to change to benefit timber companies and potentially harm the overall environmental quality of those that live in Oneida County. Am I getting that mostly right to your understanding, Gray? I mean, that's at its root what the questions are.
100%. The way that I simplify it, because I desperately needed to when I was reading through this, marvelously, though you said it, I found myself thinking of the concept of a tool. Pick any tool. How about a wrench? That is designed for a job. Is that good or bad? No, but if you swing it at somebody's head, that tool is now a weapon. And that's just it. Any tool can become a weapon based upon its use. So is this tool being used to just do the job that needs to be done? No, certainly not. So it's benefiting somebody, but is that me? Is that the land itself? Is it the generations to come? Or is it the people who Tom Tiffany thinks it can best be benefited by a sudden and large need for American-produced timber?
Yeah,
tell you what, you want to see if there's going to be an increased need? Why don't you check how many Congress people just invested in timber stocks?
Yeah, because we haven't made that illegal yet. Go ahead, Gray. How many?
No, not yet. I checked, and it's a significant number. The amount of Congress people currently investing in timber stocks within the last 2 months.
Huge.
Just a random date range.
You know, imagine massive. That. We got a great comment from our friend Dave in New Berlin, who says sometimes clear cutting is necessary to prevent wildfires and forest fires.
Yep.
100%. This is the analysis that needs to be done. My understanding of the changes to Oneida County's comprehensive plan have nothing to do with fire management, have everything to do with supporting industry and encouraging more clear cutting. But my point here very broadly is a particular zoning choice is neither good nor bad. As with everything, ask who benefits, who will pay the costs, are there negative externalities, what are there, who's responsible for those negative externalities? Is it the consumer? Is it the neighbor next door if we're changing zoning and a comprehensive plan? And what are the other potential externalities that are positive? And here's what economists do. Here's what the economists who Oneida County could ask to help them analyze their comprehensive plan changes could do. Actually do a fiscal analysis of all of those things and then present that. Do we have a net plus to the residents and taxpayers in Oneida County, or do we have a net negative? You could actually analyze who benefits across income stratas, residents versus businesses. You could break all of that down. Has Oneida County done that? I'm guessing probably not. That's usually not the way it works. Great. We've got so much to talk about, but we're out of time. You will be back next week with me, and we will continue these great discussions, sometimes about chicken nuggets, sometimes about comprehensive plans in Oneida County. Thank you, my friend.
Cross-country skiing, back spasms, nothing's off limits.
No, nothing at all. You're going to want to keep it locked. Right here, I got Dan Schaefer coming up for the State Slate on the Civic Media Radio Network.